The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. So I thought I'd start this morning with just a few thoughts, a few reflections, and then open it up for questions and reflections, comments. Anything, actually. I really like these sessions that I'm offering to be very responsive. That feels to me like what I'm wanting to do is to be very responsive to what's up for people in their lives right now. It's such an extraordinary time. And the thing that I really thought of reflecting on, just in talking to people in this last week, one of the things that it's standing out in terms of what one of the pieces that people are really struggling with is the level of uncertainty that people are experiencing. Uncertainty about what's going to come, about financial situations, about who's going to get sick when, whether the healthcare system will be able to hold this all. I mean, there's just so much uncertainty at many different levels, at the global level, at family levels, at personal levels. And so just to name that, to also recognize that we have kind of responses to uncertainty. But one of the key or frequent or familiar responses to uncertainty is anxiety. The sense of not knowing, the an emotion that often comes up with uncertainty is the kind of the sense of anxiety about I don't know how to navigate this. So the emotions can be a part of it. Another common response is a wish to control, a kind of trying to plan, navigate this by controlling our environment in whatever ways we can. And, you know, this can manifest. And I think the toilet paper hoarding is a big, example of this. You know, it's like people I can't control things, so let me stock up on toilet paper for a year or something. So, that's kind of a way that this this can manifest in unskillful ways. Now, uncertainty is, I think the uncertainty, when it's very obvious right now, I mean, this is one of the pieces that I think in many ways this is kind of a blessing because it's not actually more uncertain now than it ever has been. It's just that we're aware of this uncertainty. It's always been as uncertain as it is. It's just that we have been navigating our lives with the illusion of some kind of stability, of some kind of certainty. And so it feels to me like this is an opportunity for us to recognize the three characteristics at play here, the impermanent nature of the changing nature of experience, and because of that change, the unreliability of experience. So this is and the conditions there. The another way to look at the not self, or the third characteristic, is the uncontrollability, the conditioned nature of this, the kind of the rolling on of cause and effect. The sense that I don't have control often, that the feeling of lack of personal control. So it is a very challenging, these are very challenging truths to connect with, and yet they are truths. And for myself, I find just remembering that, remembering this is true. This uncertainty is the nature of life, the nature of the world, and it's not my fault that it's uncertain. It's just nature. This is nature. This is Dharma. This is true. And then looking at the peace in kind of recognizing, oh, this is true. How do I respond to that truth? How does the mind respond to that truth? And that's the place where our practice really supports us. I think in the world, people's response to that truth, I mean, there's a wide variety of responses to that truth. Some people are really stepping up and being leaders in this time. Other people are kind of going all over the place. And in our, people who are in bigger places of visibility, whether they are more stable and their emotional response to uncertainty or more, able to hold it even. You know, some of our leaders are able to hold that uncertainty and speak in that uncertainty. And that capacity tends to help us all settle. Other leaders are not as able to hold that. They're more reactive, and that also is kind of creates ripple effects for us. And so this helps us also, we can recognize how contagious our own response to that uncertainty can be. The more stable we can be, the more we can hold the uncertainty without reactivity, the more we can support others in holding that uncertainty. When we're all over the place, when we're reactive in that face of uncertainty, that is also contagious. And so this is kind of like, this is cause and effect. The Buddha said, what one frequently ponders becomes the inclination of the mind. And I think that's also true with respect to people together in a community. When there is more of a grounding of capacity to hold uncertainty, then there's that spreads. That becomes what is more frequently available in the community. It's like herd immunity from fear and anxiety or something, the more people that have that capacity to hold it. And so, you know, this, I think for each of us, the reflection, the exploration around how am I with uncertainty, and to know when we are in a place of overwhelm. And we can become overwhelmed for sure. And when we're in a place of overwhelm, using some tools that help us to ground. And that may mean, like for myself in these last few weeks, I've really taken news-free days, you know, just like step back from the news for a while. Yes, the news is bad, as one friend said recently, you know, yeah, I didn't need to be watching the news all day on the weekend to know that it would still be bad on Monday. You know, so it's like, you know, we don't actually have to overwhelm ourselves with that information. Give ourselves a break from it. And use our meditation, use our mindfulness, and use what we know helps us to ground and to settle our minds. We all have different ways into that. And I have a lot of thoughts about that. I offered some in my last one of these Q&A sessions, but I just wanted to speak to that just a little bit, and now like open it up for comments or questions.